I'm going to ask Carmen to come up here for just a minute. I'm going to let her share just a little bit. You know, I get to see these kind of things every day. And I am truly blessed to be the pastor of the church where my job entails seeing you guys, talking with you guys, being with you guys, hearing your stories, watching what God does to grow your faith. I've known Carmen for 20 years?
20-something years.
Okay, we're not going to count, but I'm going to give you this microphone. I have watched Carmen grow in her faith and in her relationship with God, and about a week ago, your world got turned upside down by an event that you were not expecting at all. Her husband, Tom, had a stroke. She came home, found him in the car, and car running, and you got him up, you took him to the hospital, and that was a pretty shaky time. The next day, after they had been working on him and he had been stabilized and stuff, now you're starting to look at the effects of the stroke and what's going on. And, of course, Tom and I'm not trying to embarrass you. I'm just going to tell you the story. But Tom is concerned because, you know, physically he can see he's starting to get a little bit better. But mentally, you know, he's having trouble thinking. And he's expresses to Carmen, I don't know if I'm going to be able to go back to work again. If I can't go back to work again, that's a huge life change. And we had a conversation when we came out in the hall, and you told me about that. And as he's questioning, I mean, you know that that men find a lot of their who they are in what they do.
Right.
And I just want you to share with them what you shared with him and then shared with me, because I think it's really powerful statement of how God has renewed your mind.
Tom had expressed to me, you know, and y'all know he works for Verizon, and he's been doing that for a really long time, and he's very good at his job. And, you know, at first I said, you know, there's other jobs, Tom. That's not the only job. And he said, but I like my job. And I said, I know that. And but I also told him, I said, all these people are not praying for you. All these people are not coming by to see you because you work at Verizon. I said, they're coming to see you because you are a good father, you're a good husband, you're a good friend, you're a good mentor. I said, no one cares if you work at Verizon. I said, no one cares if you had a job. I said, that's not why they're here. They're here because you have meant something in their life.
And I think the phrase you told me that I like, I'm just going to add that in. You said, and I don't know if you said those words to him, but I think you did because you just come out. You said, you've been successful in all the important things.
I did. I told him, I said, you've been successful in all the important things in life, in all the right jobs.
And isn't that what God wants to do in our lives? I mean, Verizon, you know, 100 years from now, people won't even know the company existed. But the things that Tom has put in the lives of people around him will still be being shared and passed on, just like we have no idea what Peter, Paul, what Timothy, we don't know what John and James, we have no idea what they look like or anything. But we're here because of them. And that is amazing. I also wanted to ask you this part, too, because, you know, Tom's not the only one who's affected by a world getting turned upside down.
Right.
And when he told you, you know, I don't know if I'll be able to go back to work again. That's, you know, not only something that would shake him in his world, but, you know, that has a great effect on you also. And I want you to tell him, tell them what your response to him was.
I don't know when the thought came to me, but from the very beginning, I knew that everything was going to be okay. I just didn't know what okay was going to look like. And I've never been fearful, not once, during this time. Sometimes I've been a little angry that someone didn't take better care of themselves. But
we're not going to talk
about
that.
Yeah, so there was that.
This is a different sermon.
Sorry. Take care of yourself, guys. I've been tired, and, you know, just lots of phone calls you have to make, you know, with hospitals and doctor's appointments and stuff like that. But not one time have I ever been scared. And that's very different than what I would have used to have been like. 'Cause I know, I mean, this was no surprise to God at all. He knew it was in our story. And I believe that with all my heart. I believe that he, you know, this is just part of our story. You know, we all have that plan of what you kind of think life is going to be like. And it's, you know, there'll be a few bobbles along the way and stuff, but it's pretty much going to work out the way you think. And, you know, I still don't know the rest of this story right now, this chapter. But that's okay, because I know that he's got us. You know, he's got us.
And the reason I wanted to have you guys hear that is because, you know, sometimes sitting out there and you've got busy lives and stuff, and it really is a gift. You know, it's a gift for me to be where I am because I get to see that. I don't have all the hustle and bustle I used to have when I taught and when I coached and stuff that makes me see just a little bit here and a little bit there. Now, Carmen is one of the few people, and Tom, that for 20 years I've had a very, very close relationship with. So I know how God has changed who you are. 10 years ago, you could have never handled this. But what you're seeing right here is what those verses were talking about. It's the life of God that's the light of men. It's not somebody telling you, God will, you know, it will be with you. No one will separate you from God's love. God's working all things together for good. That's knowledge. What strikes at a person's heart is when they see someone who's going through what they know they couldn't go through. And 10 years ago, that would have been you. And you can see that the only reason that they are where they're at is because of the presence of God. God has changed them. He has given them peace. He has given them joy. He has given them love. He has given them faith. He has taken away fear. How can that be? It only comes from Christ. And that is how the word of God is transferred from heart to heart. And we are the tool. That's where the power is. And we need to remember that the life of God is in us. And that's the light that the darkness can't put out. It can't. I love the way John says it, I think in NIV, where it says it can't comprehend it. Because the natural person cannot comprehend how Carmen could now be in a place like that. I walked with Tom the other day, and we were just talking. And we talked a little bit about this, and he was talking about how grateful he is that God has matured you and brought you to the place that when this event occurred, he had made you that person that didn't add an enormous burden on. Can you imagine having a stroke, not knowing if you can go back to work, and having your wife in a panic? It's where most people will be. It's the power of God that changed that.
I couldn't have done that by myself.
That is the gospel of Christ. That is what God does. So let me just pray for you, and we'll pray for Tom again. But Father, we just thank you because you love us. We thank you because you're real, and you're real to us, and it's not in our minds, and it's not something that we can tell. It's something that we live, and our lives give weight to the word because it is you in our hearts that we don't know how to explain, but wisdom is proven through its children. And you and your life are shown through us. And what you do in us how you change us, and you are so powerful. Every promise you make is true. And we thank you. We ask you to take Tom in your hands. And Lord, we don't know what's going to happen, and he doesn't know what's going to happen. And we believe, Lord, that you are going to restore him, and that's the desire of our heart, that that all the people that he's touched, and there are people in this room, Lord, that would not know you and would not be following you and would not be worshiping you today if it was not for what you have done in his life. And so we know that that is your purpose for him. And we ask you continue that purpose, and we know you will, however that is, and we thank you, but we ask you to restore him completely. It's our prayer, and we thank you for him in Christ's name. Amen. Well, thank you.